More and more coming out regarding this Harvey Weinstein story doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon. We're even getting offhanded comments now on Sunday Night Football. I mean, what is going on? Ralphie tonight. We'll actually try to find out a little bit of what's going on. We'll get some insight from attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. She's been covering all of these events and joins us now here on Ralphie tonight. Jill, as always, I appreciate a few minutes. All right, so now we're starting to hear that in Harvey Weinstein's contract with the Weinstein Company, he had a clause in there that basically said he couldn't be fired or they couldn't take any action against him if anybody brought, I guess, any allegations of abuse against him, so long as he settled with the women ahead of time, and he would have to obviously cover those costs. Is that exactly what it said, and is that going to protect him in this?
So I like how you're paraphrasing that. That's actually really well stated. These are called indemnification clauses. They're very common in employment contracts. They're common in Hollywood. They're common in a lot of industries. And so, yes, that is a perfect type of clause to have in this type of contract. However, do I think, and do most legal experts think, this is going to protect him? No, we do not. And here is why. We are also now talking about, I think there's 4 allegations of rape coming out of London. There are 3 allegations of rape in the United States currently. Those numbers are probably going to rise. And you can't contract away criminal activity. It's against public policy to have a contract, and a contract that's going to be enforced, that say, you know what, yeah, you can go rape people, and if you just pay us back for whatever ultimately costs us or for whatever damage we experience, then you're fine. Just stay, Harvey, because you're such a value to us. I don't believe it would have protected him even without the rape allegations, just so you know. There is a pattern and practice of behavior that was not anticipated in these clauses. I do not believe that the board members knew nothing. I do not believe that. I believe that the board members knew something. There were always rumors about Harvey. Did they turn a blind eye? Did they try to hold their ears to not hear the details, to not hear what everyone else was hearing? Yeah, probably. Why? Money, of course.
But that actually leads me to my next question. Attorney Jill Stanley is here on Ralphie Tonight. We know about some of the settlements. Obviously, this clause alludes to some of those settlements. Are there possibly more lawsuits coming? And if so, now that we know about this clause, I mean, that clause basically, the company is basically admitting with that clause, okay, we knew about what was going on. Are other people going to be held liable here?
Meaning other board members?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Assistants that may have brought actresses to these meetings knowing full well what Harvey's actual intentions were to the other board members that permitted this to happen. I mean, are other people going to be held liable here?
In practice and in theory, let's talk 2 different ways here. Because the reality is, in any lawsuit, we go after what? We go after the deep pocket. We go after the money. The assistant who's making $35,000 a year who brought the actress to the meeting at the hotel, at the Peninsula, is not going to be able to pay any verdict. More likely than not that we're going to see these lesser-known players as witnesses. And so that is the value of all the little people, if you will, for lack of a better term.
Gotcha.
That's going to be the value of them. Now, with other board members, with other people with deep pockets, if I were anyone who sat on that board of the Weinstein Company, I'd be calling my carrier. I'd be calling my lawyer, my own separate lawyer, not the Weinstein Company lawyer. I'd be calling my own lawyer. Because I think you're onto something there, very much so.
What do you think will be the next headline that comes from this story, Jill?
I don't think this is the next headline, but you referenced it at the outset here when we first started chatting. And I really like that you said that it has even become the subject of the NFL football commentary. I think what we're seeing is people being careful about their language. Maybe not at first, because we keep seeing one after another comment being made on national media, radio, TV, carpool karaoke, whatever.
Yeah, hey, James Corden had to apologize as well for his jokes.
Right. Hey, that's not a bad thing, because we're listening. We're changing. Now we are looking at things differently, and we're saying, hey, this isn't right. I can't speak about women this way.
Going to be bizarre tomorrow. Weinstein Company, I guess, having this meeting. And according to TMZ, Harvey's going to be calling in from rehab. His lawyer's going to be actually at the meeting. This is far from over. Breaking down some of the legal aspects, of course. As always, attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your night.
Great. Thanks, Ralphie.
The period of civil war has ended. It's definitely an improvement and totally not a lateral move. Join Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew as they explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Mission to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast. That's ZYXX, launching September 6th.